Author's endnote. The squirrel looked at me expectantly, but my sandwich was gone. I held up my hands, the universal symbol for, "That's all there is." He chuckled and shook his head. "Yes," he said, "I can see that it's gone. I'm not a dog. What I'm asking is, was it you?" "Was it me?" I asked. I could see by his expression he was beginning to find me a bit dim. "Are you the one who left the messages?" he asked. "Oh," I said, no, it wasn't me." "Why would you think so?" "Nuts," he said. "Tsetse always was sure that it was a human with a tail on the back of its head, and you have one of those." I felt my ponytail. "It's pretty common," I said. "Yes," he said, "I've noticed an unfortunate mutation. My sympathies." "Thanks," I said. "It's okay." We sat there a moment. "I always thought that one would be interesting to talk to," he said. "It seemed more intelligent than most." "Because it lit bits of bread with peanut butter?" I asked. "That was a gesture," said the squirrel, "an attempt to communicate, an apology." "You mean like, I cut down your home, here have a snack?" I said. "Scoff if you like," he said. "I think that human was having a change of heart, because it met Tsetse. She had that effect, you know." I nodded. "How did you come to leave the forest and live among humans?" I asked. "I mean, in a nutshell." He laughed dryly. "Well, in a nutshell, I didn't leave the forest. The forest left me." "Oh," I said. I felt guilty, as if I had cut down the forest myself. "It's all right," he said. "I have a nice place over there in the condos. I just wish..." He didn't finish his sentence. "Wish what?" I asked. "What do you wish?" "I just wish humans understood how important trees are," he said. "I'll tell them," I said. He looked at me skeptically. "You?" he asked. "Yes," I said. "I'll tell them your story, and I'll plant some trees, oak trees." "Oaks are good," he said. "Any kind is good. It's not just for us, you know. It's for you, too." "I know," I said. "I understand." "You're not just saying that?" he asked. "You really will?" "I really will. I promise." "Don't plant them out of the buzz pass, though," he said. "You'd be wasting your time." "I won't," I said. He seemed to feel better. "Well," he said, "it's been nice chatting. I'm off. Nuts to you." And before I could answer, he was gone. But I'm sure you know what I called out after him, softly, without moving my lips very much, since I was now sitting on a park bench alone. I say it to you now. Nuts to you, my friend. Nuts to us all. The end.